Hello, and thank you for being here with me once again. As always, I never stop being grateful for your presence and your energy. So, what I'm wanting to share with you today is the many ways in which this modality called Psyche has foundationally changed my life, or enabled me to change my life. So you may be aware or not aware that I trained in Psyche a number of years ago now, and that in itself is a miracle, because trainings are not something that come easily to me. I find generally, or have found in the past, my whole existence really, that learning in a focused environment doesn't work for me. And I struggle to absorb information and teachings in that way, or I have done in the past, once again. And so, having been fascinated with the subconscious mind for such a long time, and being through the process of exploring so many different ways and modalities of reprogramming the subconscious mind through, you know, hypnosis or anchoring, NLP practices, rewiring with mantras or affirmations, or just EFT, all the different processes. I've been through many of them. I'm just thinking back now that I've missed probably a few, but I've experimented in so many and have never found any of them to be particularly lasting, long lasting, or particularly efficient. I know that there are many teachings and concepts around that use a process of hypnosis and rewiring through guided meditations and guided hypnosis that require repetition. There's the incredible teachings of Dr. Joe Dispenza as well, and I love all of them. They all have something incredible to offer, and I feel that there are so many people that these modalities have been able to support, you know, in the world. But coming back to my experience with Psyche, now, the idea of rapidly transforming subconscious beliefs was something that blew my mind and that definitely called me in when it comes to energy work or anything to do with expansion and evolution and self-responsibility, self-awareness. I love to move fast. I always have. I love to see big results. I always have. I love to experience big sensations, big feelings, big emotions. I want to feel impacted. And that's been a whole journey in itself, just having awareness around gratitude and appreciation for the subtleties in other things. And that's a whole other topic, actually. Just really understanding that everything is impactful, and it's not necessarily in a measured comparing. It's all an experience, regardless. Anyway, all to say that I have been attracted to concepts, modalities that work fast. So learning that Psyche was a process, a non-invasive process, meaning you don't need to know all the details or share all the details with anyone, to know that it's a non-invasive process in which you're able to rapidly transform your own subconscious mind blew my mind. So firstly, I was attracted to this training many years ago now, like I said. But my concerns came up straight away. I can't learn in this environment. These are limiting beliefs, right? Can you hear them already? I can't learn in this environment. I'm not going to be able to sit still. I'll probably get a migraine and I won't be able to finish the training. And at this point, the training was only 2.5 days long, which for some people is a walk in the park. For me, that sounded excruciating and like complete torture. So I actually placed an expression of interest in enrolling in the course, the training, with an incredible person, an individual called Ian Spicer, who has ended up being the most incredible mentor for me all these years later. And he immediately gave me a call and reassured me that I would be fine and that his training was fun and interactive and all the things, and that if I experienced resistance, just to speak to him and he would work with me to transform it. And he was very confident that I would be able to survive and make it through the training in one piece and having absorbed and learnt all the information that was there for me. Fast forward to the day it arrives and I am so nervous. I'm thinking I'm going to get a migraine. I can feel my like the tension in my neck and shoulders, and I'm thinking, oh no, like it's happening already. So we get to the training. It's 2.5 days. I meet Ian. Within, like, I'm skipping a lot of detail here, but within the first 45 minutes, my migraine is going crazy. And so I have to step outside. So on the break, I end up in tears outside while other people are having coffee and tea. I'm just in tears. I've manifested, obviously, this whole situation for myself through this story in my subconscious mind. And I'm thinking I'm going to have to go home. That's it. Like, I can't stay here. I need to go home. I'm in so much pain. Ian obviously spots me from afar, comes running over, does a process with me. At that stage, I didn't know what I was doing because I was only 45 minutes into my training at that stage. And my pain started to subside. And with his support, I was able to make it through the rest of the training. And that was the basic course. And then I went on to do the advanced and then also the health and well-being, which were all incredible. So that's where my journey with Psyche began. And what happened is through the teachings, through the actual experience of learning how to use the modality if I wanted to in session with others, through doing that, you need to take yourself through all the experiences because it's an experiential process. So in the course of those few days, I went through so many life experiences that I addressed. I addressed so many limiting beliefs, reprogrammed them, learned how to reprogram them in record time, rapidly, and to experience the effects myself and to find experiences and stress transform them. So remove the stress from a past experience. So to remove the emotional triggers and the buttons, you know, that would set me off and take me, catapult me back into that 5-year-old experience or that 10-year-old experience, and where all those emotions were stuck as if I was there again. So I was able to do this on so many past memories and experience this incredible transformation for myself throughout the days. Of course, there was so much that came up. It was like transforming my entire life. I experienced such phenomenal change. As I said, that was foundational and transformative to a whole new level. I worked on a phobia of needles, really serious phobia, where I would run out of clinics. Like I would hit nurses. I would all sorts of things. The last blood test that I needed, I had gas for. So it was a severe phobia. I just felt so much lightness and so much freedom in my body that I hadn't experienced ever. I had a 2.5 week reprieve from any migraines, which at that point in my life was huge because I was currently, at that time, sorry, experiencing them multiple times a week and for more than 24 hours. So they would go for multiple days. So that in itself was incredible life proof evidence for me of how much impact stress, held stress and emotions in the body manifest as physical pain. I experienced a different outlook. I could notice that I was able to take action so much faster and in so many different ways. I actually was, where was I? I was probably about a quarter, when I'm probably about 20% of the way through writing my book when I did the training. And once I finished the training, I did work on transforming blocks around that book, and I finished the rest of it in 2 days sitting in a cafe, and I wrote the rest of my book in 2 days. That just actually blows my mind even thinking about it right now. It changed the way I communicated in relationships. It changed my outlook on what I was able to do in this world. Like, having experienced the transformation, I didn't want anyone else to have to go without this incredible tool to be able to take your power back, to be able to move through blocks and limiting beliefs and just not let them rule your life anymore. Like, I just couldn't wait to share this with others. And so I've been so happy to do that. And I use this modality, Psyche, every single day. Every single day. It doesn't matter what it is. There's always a way to use it to bring myself back to the present moment, to experience states of joy and presence and freedom within my body and alleviate pain and connect me to myself and to vision the reality that I want. And the impact has been, needless to say, priceless, invaluable, something I would never change. And being able to share this modality with so many people now has been a dream come true, literally. It feels like magic. Feels like actual magic to be able to know how impactful it is, because I know myself that it is invaluable. When experiences come up in my life, when stress presents itself in my life, when I experience anxiety or overwhelm or feelings of feeling unsafe or not good enough or just any limiting beliefs that present themselves, any blocks in my life, I always remind myself that I can sit down in that moment and transform it. I do not need to remain a victim to any stories. I can take full personal responsibility and change my life in that moment. So being able to share this in sessions, so private session is how I do it mostly. Sometimes I do it in groups, but that is a completely different experience. So privately, one-on-one, is such a gift. I feel like a magician, and I feel so grateful that I am able to support and facilitate this transformation for the individuals that feel called to walk towards me and work with this incredible modality. I use it in my sessions and combine it with all sorts of other practices, energetics, using my human design nature of being a reflector, my past experiences, shamanism practices, all sorts of things, and I combine them into one session and just meet you where you're at with whatever transformation wants to come through and that you desire. And so being able to share this with people to transform phobias, not in a year's worth of sessions, weekly sessions, but in a matter of one or two, is next level amazing. To be able to support individuals in transforming their limiting beliefs into supportive ones, to watch them change their world, how they're showing up in the world, how they're showing up in their relationships. Like, there's nothing we can't work on together. Phobias, eliminating guilt, shame, stress, overwhelm, anxiety. Letting go of past hurts and pain, of grief, of anger, resentment, blame. Right? Letting go of the deep trauma that may still surround a past experience so that you are able to live in your present moment. Right? Rewiring your subconscious mind to support the goals that you want to go after, so that when you take action, you are working with a subconscious mind that supports you in achieving that goal, not one that has you feeling like you're pushing SHIT uphill, making it hard for yourself. Your subconscious isn't working against you. It's not causing resistance and blocks and stagnation and a feeling of being stuck and frustrated and confused. So we dissolve that together, right? So if you're feeling like you're ready for something to change your world, I really want to invite you in to get in touch. Get in touch with me and we can discuss what you need. Sometimes all you need is one session. That's all you want, right? For bigger issues, sometimes it might be two or three. If you want to see deep transformational change across several areas of your life, I'd suggest maybe 6 to 8 sessions, and we focus in, we'll discuss together what we focus in to create the transformation that you desire. Now, this is so different to talk therapy, which is incredible and valuable in so many ways. However, we get in there and we create the change in the session together. It's not an endless process. It's not a come again, see me next week process over and over and over again. And so if you're ready for to experience rapid transformation, to rewire your subconscious mind, to alleviate any stress, overwhelm, anxiety, anything that stops you, fear, anything that stops you from living your life in the present moment, to really enjoying the life that you're here to live, then let's chat. I would love to work together with you. I'd love to create transformation with you, and I'd love to chat to you soon.